Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Media advertising. So our network has about 40% of our clientele on some type of media advertising, whether it be radio advertising, magazine, newspaper, Chamber of Commerce. It goes on. And then you can have some pleasurable things like jewelry, computer services. We have a barter client that just went to Cancun, Mexico for a week. Travel, printing, brochures, that kind of stuff.
How about dentists?
I do believe we have some dentists in the barter network.
How about attorneys?
Yes, we do have attorneys in the barter network. You can get services like that. And certainly accountants, chiropractors, I know. We have a number of them. Massage therapists.
Optometrists?
Excuse me?
Optometrists?
There's no reason why an optometrist couldn't be belong to the network. I know we have an eyewear and sunglasses place, but I'm not sure if we have optometrists.
Now, do you do anything with reciprocal trade, and can you explain to any of the listeners what reciprocal trading is and how it can expand the network of products and services for someone who came into your barter organization?
Well, reciprocal trading means with another exchange?
Yes.
Well, we belong to something called the International Reciprocal Trade Association.
What is it?
And that is basically an organization that oversees all the barter networks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a relationship which they govern our trading dollars with other exchanges. So, for example, if you really needed something, and that's another benefit of joining a network, is that if you come to me, our fees are based on us performing two levels for you. First of all, we're going to bring you new business via the barter trade exchange. And the second thing is that we need to find something that you want to spend your barter dollars on. Only when you spend your barter dollars do we charge you a commission.
Right.
That commission is 12.5%.
Right. We'll get into the pricing in a minute and everything.
So the benefit would be, let's say that you were looking for that trip to Cancun, Mexico, and we didn't have it within our own exchange.
Mm-hmm.
A reciprocal trade would be we would go out to another trade exchange and find that for you.
Even though I may not see it within your organization.
Right. Even though that's not within our particular exchange, we can go out and make that deal with another exchange to get you the trip that you want.
And I can spend my barter dollars or credits that I earn through your exchange on that.
Exactly.
So you're out there as a broker. You're working for me. Your job is to help me spend my trade credits and help me find the products and services that I need. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And your
most thing I need to do, though, is bring you new customers.
Okay.
Because without those new customers, you can't accumulate the barter dollars, and you can't spend them.
Okay. So let's talk about what's in it for you, and what's in it for the barter organization, and what is this going to cost me in terms of cash to get started?
Well, we have a one-time initiation fee of $250. That's only charged one time to set you up within the system.
Okay.
It's going to cost you $100 in trade right off the bat. And the reason we have that fee is to fund the economy, basically.
All right.
Every economy needs liquidity.
Well, where am I going to get the trade?
Well, it's like a credit card.
Okay.
Debits and credits.
So you're going to give me I'm going to start off with a debit of $100.
Exactly.
Okay.
But typically we can give you a line of credit as well if we think that you're going to be a good trader. But the only fees other than that are $10 a month, account fee. This is used to maintain your account,
right,
to keep you current. And then that 12.5% performance fee. And that's the only other fees that are involved.
Right, so let me use an example. I'm a florist. Mm-hmm. You come in, you explain to me the benefits of your organization and barter and how it can bring me new customers. It's going to cost me $250 right off the bat,
right.
And then I'll be paying $10 cash every month.
Right.
You can offer me a line of credit if I have good credit worthiness and it looks like I'm going to bring your organization transactions. So let's say I started off with a $500 credit. I could either spend those barter dollars on anything within the organization or anything that you can find for me through a reciprocal. Then, let's say I purchase some services from an attorney with my $500 on trade that I needed,
mm-hmm.
and he drafts some letters. So I have, let's say, $500 in my account. Now, when I spent that $500, I'm going to pay your barter organization 12.5% of that $500 that I spent?
That's correct.
And that's going to come in the form of an invoice at the end of the month, and I pay that in cash.
Correct.
Okay, so that's going to be, what's 12.5% of 500?
I don't have my tax in front of me.
All right, well, whatever it is, I don't have mine in front of me. I'm going to pay that plus my $10 fee at the end of the month.
Correct.
Okay. How does the barter exchange profit from this?
Well, you got to remember that's one simple transaction, but with 1,100 clients doing deals on a daily basis, some of them, those little dollars add up. So it's not really a large fee for somebody who's just doing it for their own business, but when you have 1,100 clients, that's how we make our money.
Okay. What about tax implications?
Now, the IRS views it, you were right in the very beginning of this, you mentioned that in the past it was looked at, kind of as a tax dodge, but the IRS has now, passed laws, and it's looked at just like any other, cash transaction deal. Seeing you, your accountant, and God,
Right.
That's basically how they view it.
So at the end of the year, if I transact barter for a whole year, and let's say I create $50,000 in sales or revenues through the barter exchange, that $50,000 is reported as earned income just like in my other business transactions?
Well, yes, if you haven't spent anything for your own business to offset that, yes.
Okay,
so
yeah.
People,
yeah, let's say at the end of the year my net, and I have that sitting in my account by the end of the year, $50,000 in trade credit. I'm going to pay cash tax dollars on that $50,000.
Right.
Now, let's talk about that. That probably isn't a very good strategy for someone getting into barter. What advice would you give to them when someone is a member of a trade exchange and why you shouldn't let that happen and what you can do to offset that?
Well, the one thing that I would suggest is that if every barter dollar that you spend on your business or that you accumulate for yourself, you find a way to find something for your business to spend it on and offset it, just like a normal expense.
So the goal isn't to get as many dollars as you can before you have a way to spend them. You should research and find out what you can spend them on within your own business or for your own pleasure because it is that easy to earn trade credits if you have a good service or product.
That's correct. And one of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on, we have brokers that are constantly in contact with our members, finding out what they need for the business, where they need to spend a dollar, where the marketing is going. And we will line things up rather quickly on things that they can spend those dollars on to offset that tax hit.
I see. Okay. And how long does it take to get within the system? If I came to you and said, this sounds good, how long would it take for you to have me up and trading?
Probably a couple of days.
Now, you're in Pennsylvania, correct?
Right.
I'm in San Diego. Could I realistically, if I sell a product or service that has no geographic boundaries, be a member of your exchange?
There's really no reason why not. It would limit you to some of the things that we have in this geography, like restaurants. You wouldn't really be able to partake in that unless you travel to the East Coast.
Yeah.
But, certainly things like travel and, other Internet services, printing, marketing, that kind of thing.
So you say,
what I would suggest, though, is to try to find a good barter exchange within your geography. All politics is local.
Right.
And if you really want to take advantage of a barter network, find one within your own geography. Now, BNI just happens to be the largest one in the Mid-Atlantic states, but there are a number of different exchanges out there.
Can you refer or name a couple that you think or have learned have a good reputation?
Well, certainly if someone sent me an email or something like that, I'd be able to help them out. But
okay,
I prefer just to.
No problem. Let's see here. I'm thinking, can you think of anything else that would be important to know about barter and your exchange?
I think we pretty much covered all the bases, Michael.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell me what it's like within your organization. Where's your office located?
Or the
actual trade exchange?
Yeah, the trade exchange is in Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
They've got about 5 brokers down there, and they have some administrative staff.
Uh-huh.
And there's an office here in Yardley, PA.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's all you really need. It's basically just done with a phone and a computer system. It doesn't take a whole lot of infrastructure to set something like this up.
Can you think of any specific examples or stories that stick out in your mind, whether from your organization or any other barter exchange, good stories that have really propelled businesses into the next level?
Well, there's a small printing outfit in Delaware that they were there before I was, called BZB, and they are a multi-million-dollar company. The guy started in his house, almost like a virtual type of company, and he grew the business into a multi-million-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a phenomenal story to tell. And that just happened within 10 years. So,
how am I going to find a listing of all the members who were with your organization so I can do some shopping once I become a member?
Well, we print a directory, and then, of course, you can always use your broker who will, find the things that you need and recommend, different companies that you're looking at.
Okay. All right. Hey, this has been very interesting and I think informative. And I think with barter, I know when I first started in trade, it was really hard for me to grasp the concept.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it was like that for you, or do you experience other people who are interested just have a hard time understanding what it is and how it works?
That's interesting that you say that, because some people get it right away, and then some people do struggle with the concept. The best way to explain it to somebody is just to try to break it down in the simplest terms as you can, like I do with the pizza. I mean, most people understand that a pizza doesn't really cost them $10. It's only, $3.50.
Right. I think that's a good question for anyone listening to ask themselves. What is your net profit on your product or service? And if it's pretty high, you can expect that to be your discount on whatever you want to buy through the trade organization.
Right. And I don't know if we really touched on this strongly enough, but the second real benefit is preserving your cash flow. I mean, most business owners know that it takes money to make money. If you get some big order from one of your customers for like $10,000, you might have to go out and buy $5,000 worth of material just to make that deal happen.
Right.
And you have to come up with that $5,000 before you receive your receivable. And what barter will allow you to do is to purchase the things that you need to make that deal happen. Some of the things, not all of them.
Right.
And allow you to keep the cash within your business to spend it on the things that you need to spend cash on.
Right. Okay, you say you send out a printed directory. Do you have an online presence?
Yes, we do.
So there's a website that I can look at all the members there?
Yes.
So once you become a member, you can go in and see all the members within your organization?
Correct.
And does it give
most
you...
Most of the members. Some of the members want to remain private and just deal through through brokers. But there will be, especially September 1st, we're revamping the whole system. We're upgrading our system. So after September, middle of September sometime, every member should be able to go in and see who's trading what and what's available, et cetera.
So will the website make it easy for me to contact other members via email?
Yes.
Absolutely. When you send out your monthly printed directory, do you offer any kind of promotions with, say, I do website design and I want to get the word out to all my members? You as a broker are going to promote me to generate business, but what other services does your barter organization offer to help get the word out besides just putting a listing in the directory and besides just you knowing that I'm a new member and when a caller calls in, they refer me?
Well, we put together an email newsletter called The Buzz, and if you were a member and let's say you had excess inventory on your shelf, clothing or tickets or whatever it be, we will promote that to the other members and let them know that this has become available and you can get it for so many barter dollars.
What's the owner's name?
Ron Whitney.
And how long has he been in the industry?
Over 10 years. Uh-huh. And BNI's been around for 10 years, but he's been doing this type of bartering in the media and with other companies for over 10 years. That's all I can tell you. I'm not quite sure how long he's been there.
Okay, great. All right, hey, I appreciate it, Mike.
Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. Hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.